Lord Jesus, continue to study the book of Amos. Yesterday, we stopped at the eight judgments to nations. I think we talked about the transgressions of God's chosen people, right? We mentioned they actually despise God's law. They do not keep God's commandments, and they follow their forefathers' lies, meaning they follow idols, and they show no love to their brethren. That's in chapter 2, verse 6. Chapter 2, verse 6. Let's turn to Amos chapter 2. Verse 6, right? For a pair, they just saw the poor for a pair of sandals. Also, they committed adultery, father and the son go to the same maid, same girl. It's how evil they are to profane God's holy name because they are chosen people of God. They're supposed to be to keep holy, right? But they didn't. Okay. And then, regarding to from chapter 1, chapter 2, we can see how God is going to use fire, send down the fire to them, and then specially mention to devour their palaces. This is how usually fire become a tool to show, to demonstrate, or to reveal God's anger. So in chapter 1, chapter 2, it's the same pattern. And then regarding to the judgment, God always say, I will send fire down on somewhere. So in chapter 1, verse 4, I will send a fire into the house of Hazael. This is Ben-Hadad, or the kings of the Syria. This is the name of kings of Syria. And then in verse three, because they have threshed Gilead with a threshing instrument of iron. You can refer to 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 32 to 33, how Syria invade into this area, Gilead, and they just, this is how God wants to punish them because they take advantage, they just treat against the children people of God. So God is great. Oh, thank you. No wonder. That's why God was greatly displeased by their conduct. Okay? So fire, you can see from these verses, okay? So it's God's punishment. Why? Why God always uses the fire to consume this evil people? The reason is God is a consuming fire. God is a consuming fire. So Hebrews chapter 12, or in the Exodus 29. Exodus or Deuteronomy all have the same description. God is fire. God is a fire. So this is a consuming fire. So in the end time, God is going to return and then to consume everything. Burn every material, physical things out. So only the spiritual can endure forever. Okay? So God is a consuming fire. Okay, and then the fulfillment of God's judgment to the nations. Because Amos, he pronounced the announced the judgment, but this is going to happen later, right? So if you look at the chapter one regarding to the Syria. Chapter 1, verse 5. The people of Syria shall go into captivity unto Kir, says the Lord. And if we look at the 2 Kings, chapter 16, verse 5 to 9, is the fulfillment. And actually, this is in 732 BC. The kingdom of Syria was captured by Assyria, Yasu. So this is all related to the historical record is in 2 Kings chapter 16. Okay, so I think we don't need to go through the detail, right? Because you probably have the sense, maybe not. Let's turn to 2 Kings. Second Kings 16, verse 5 to 9. Because it related to Book of Isaiah as well. Let's have our brother take turn to read from very back. Who are in the very back? John, right? This is John, huh? John. Verse 5 and 1 verse and take 10. Read aloud. Until 9. Next. 16. Amen. You can see this event, this war happened between Assyria and Syria. And if you look at the Isaiah chapter 7, verse 1, this is the same historical event that the prophet Isaiah encouraged the king Ahaz. Chapter 7, verse 4, verse 3, and onward. Ahaz, he was so afraid of the two kings, king of Israel and king of Syria. But God sent prophets to encourage him. Don't worry, God will take care of these two kings. Right? And later, just happened. According to God's plan. And then that's why in chapter 7, verse 14, here this is a sign. The Lord shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This is from the same area, same time. Okay, so this is how God's promise, all the God's punishment, be fulfilled. And regarding to Philistines, let's turn back to Amos. Amos, chapter 1, verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 8. Here God said, I will cut off the inhabitant of the Ashdod. Punishment actually is fulfilled in 734 BC. Assyria take over this Philistines. Okay? And then you can see that all the events just happened according to God's plan. And in verse 10, I will send a fire on the wall of Tyre. And this is what happened. Also, Tyre was taken in 722 BC by Assyria. All this is the fire come from north. That's why God Amos, he used this kind of the prophecy to proclaim God's judgment. Okay, so whatever the prophet said, it just become true. So from these two chapters, we can find out some teachings. The first, the Lord judge all nations with righteousness and equity. So God treats nations the same, but especially for the Israel and Judah, because they belong to God. God have a higher standard because God gave them more blessings. Okay, so Psalms 98:7-9. Psalms 98. Let's turn to this verse. God is the Lord of all nations. The Lord is not only the Lord of Israel. 98:7-9. Continue. Next. Psalm 98:7-9. Okay, so you can see here, especially in verse 9, right? Before the Lord, for he come to judge the earth, where with righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. This is how God also sent prophet to announce the punishment to the neighboring country. The second, the righteous wrath of God breaks to those who keep sinning against him. So in chapter 1, Amos chapter 1 and 2, you see the repeating phrase, right? What is the repeating phrase? 三番四次, right? For three transgressions and for four. For three transgressions of nations, and then for four, you can see this is a the different, what is it, 17? So that's why, that's what we have to be aware. Don't treasure up God's anger. If we continue to sin against God, you know, one day God will show up his anger and then we are in trouble. So don't take advantage. When God keeps silent, doesn't mean God don't know or God didn't care. No. God actually is waiting and waiting and waiting and until a certain level and then trouble come, judgment is come. So don't treasure up. So Romans chapter 2, verse 2 to 6 is very important. Romans chapter 2 is how we have to be sense enough about ourselves. Don't become a senseless people. In the Bible, sometimes they describe it as a donkey. Animals. Romans 2, verse 2 to 6. Continue. Especially pay attention to verse 5. Okay? Verse 5. After your hardness and impenitent heart treasure up unto yourself wrath against the day of the wrath and the revelations of the righteous judgment of God. It's real. Actually, God will show up his anger. So don't take this kind of mistake. Okay? San Fan Su Su. Three or four. Actually, God just only mentioned one time. About he counted for three transgressions, but for four, he just pointed out one thing. But it's just a general description about how people keep sin against God. Okay, so this phrase repeated now. So this has become a special phrase of Book of Amos. Only in this book you see this kind of the description, and this is a way of how Bible also describes, especially in the Book of Proverbs, right? Book of Proverbs, if you look at the chapter 30, verse 15, there are three things that are never satisfied, yeah? Four things say not, it is enough. Three things and then the four things. Oh, it's a way to describe about something they want to emphasize and add on. Okay, so this is chapter 1 and chapter 2. And then for chapter 3 and onward, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 8, turn back to Amos. We mentioned it this afternoon already. Chapter 3. This is another section from chapter 3 to chapter 6. Remember the section? The section talking about the transgression of Israel. Amos specifically point out what wrongs they have conduct, what kind of wrongs. Okay, so here, O Israel, right? Verse 1. And then verse 13. Hear and testify in the house of Jacob. Here. Chapter 4, verse 1. Hear this word. Oh. Okay. Chapter 5, verse 1. Hear you this word which I take up against you, even a lamentation or house of Israel. Chapter 5. So chapter 4, chapter 5, your group is studying, you know, you're going to study the chapter, right? And then if we read chapter 8, verse 4, chapter 8, verse 4, also, hear this, or you that are swallowed up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail. So here, this special those who are unrighteous, swallow up the needy, and they just oppress the poor here, because God is going to punish it. Okay, so if we don't hear, if we don't hear the word of God, then the consequence is famine and the thirst. Right? So we mentioned already the solution is the solution to quench the famine and the thirst is return to God and listen to His word. So we have to come to God and then to receive His instruction, humbly accept it and then do it. Okay, so here, and this here of Israel, the similar chord in Hosea. So let's turn to Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. In the NYTS, we study the book of Hosea, right? You can see, because they are in the contemporary Amos, Hosea, Micah, Isaiah. So you still remember, right? Some are in north, some are in south. But contemporary prophet. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 1 to verse 3. Chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, please. Please. Next. Verse 2. Finish already? Okay. All right. So, especially in verse 1, you mentioned, because there is no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. Hosea also is a prophet for northern kingdom, Israel, right? We understand this, right? So, it describes the same phenomena or same environment as the society in the time. They are so enjoy in their life, but they totally ignored the God's law. So, since nobody knows God, they don't care about God. This is the reality of the society at the time. In chapter 5, verse 1. Chapter 5, verse 1. So, chapter 4 is, hear the word of the law, you children of Israel, is to order the people, right? And chapter 5 especially point out to the leader. Chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 2. 1 to 2. Okay, say here, or you hear this, O priest, and hear you, house of Israel. Why? Say because the judgment, for judgment is toward you, because you have been a snare on Mizpah and a neck spread upon Tabor. So this prophesies about the coming destruction again. Point out to the Assyria as impending. Okay, chapter 9, 17. Hosea, chapter 9, 17. If they don't listen, they don't hear the word of God. 17. Amen. This is the result, the consequence. They don't listen, and then they should wander among the nations. So they will go captive in different countries. Okay? So the sins of Israel, let's sell the righteous for silver, right? In verse 6, we know it. They are greedy and perverted the way of the humble. Chapter 2, verse 7. Their sin. And just don't treat it just this as a story or the event to Israel. If this is God sending someone to tell us, are we greedy? Are we really pervert the way of the humble? So this message is talking to me. We put this our position in this. In this way, so we get the message. And they commit harlotry and defile God's name. Continue. In chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, especially in this chapter, they're talking about the Israel. And if we look at the verse 9 to 11, their sins today, we may also forget God's grace. Okay? Verse 9 to 11, please. Please, next. Okay, so you can see God remind them about the salvation, right? Isn't it not even thus, or you children of Israel, right? God specially brought them out of Egypt, right? And guide their ways in wilderness for 40 years, and then God raised up prophets among them, and God show a special blessing to those who wanted to dedicate their life as a Nazarite. So all related to God's blessings, and God just reminded, how can you forget what I have done to you? So today, we have to remember the blessing. So that's why count God's blessing one by one. So we better to write it down. If we have any testimony or good reflection, whatever we receive the blessing from God, even though right now maybe just in the school, the school matters, but you will become your treasures after that. Because in this stage, you experience God's grace and God's guidance. And write down, because it's something for the future, for your next generation. Okay? And in this way, we will not forget all the blessing of God. They defile the law and despise prophet. Chapter 2, verse 12. Okay. What's wrong for them to give wine to Nazarite? What's wrong? And where the Bible say they cannot drink wine? Where? The Nazarite, Nazirean, they cannot drink wine. Remember? In Numbers chapter 6, this is a law, special law. Okay. Once people make a vow to God, and that's how they should discipline themselves, you know, treat themselves as a high priest, the high priest, you know, abstain from all this uncleanness. Okay? So, this is what the prophet supposed to deliver the message of God, to prophesy. Or the Nazarites, they're supposed to keep themselves pure and holy, away from wine or the fruit from vine, right? Everything related to vine, they cannot take. But the opposite, they just give wine to the Nazarites. Why? Do they know this is Nazarite or not? How do they know? Huh? They do have sign, right? What kind of sign? They have beautiful hairs. Right? You know, they have, you know, they must put in some style so people can know it. You know, it's just like a long hair, but just must have some specialty so people look at, oh, this you are in this period of vow, so you have to keep away from wine. But they just purposely give wine to Ganbei. This is how they try to defile God's law. So that's evil heart, right? It's their sin. So if we know we cannot drink wine or get drunk, when you get together for outing or for labor, don't just Ganbei, okay? Because some youth trying to listen, they consider this is so cool. Kang, Ganbei. But actually, the song is defile our status. Okay. Chapter 5, verse 12. Next. I know your manifold of transgressions, your mighty sins. You can count one by one. God remembers everything. So we must be aware of God's memory. God has so many eyes, right? Full of eyes. So he records everything. So now iPhone can record everything. You can record. God have full of eyes. Always remember, He is watching over you. And the words God spoken against Israel, the house of Israel. 3, verse 1 and 2. Let's turn to this verse especially. I want to emphasize again. I only have known you of all the families of earth, but God will punish you for all your iniquities. We are so special, right? But we better keep ourselves holy. Otherwise, God will count. If we don't kill ourselves, meaning we don't treasure this status, normal status, okay, they cannot walk together with God because they have different heart. So that's why God sent Amos, especially giving a warning. Change and return to seek for the Lord. And then come out the same heart with God. It's very important. Otherwise, if they cannot walk with God, whom they will walk together? Whom will they walk together? The Gentile, the world. So they will eventually get astray from this truth. Right? So walking together with God is very important to us. Because it's actually only two destinations, right? Destiny. Either to heaven or to hell. But once we are on this life, if we walk with God, then we know where we will reach. Right? On the other hand, we also know the end. They do not know to do right, but only store up violence and robbery. Okay, so to us, we know what is right, then we have to do it. So see how they store up violence and robbery. Treasure them up, not God's word, but this violence and the sinful conduct. How foolish they are. But we could be like them. Be careful. Because this is what God wanted to make it clear to the people. And in chapter 3, verse 12, you can see how they indulge themselves in easy life. And they just... They have a very comfortable lifestyle. And then they don't sense about the danger is coming. Verse 12. 3, 12. Please read.
Verse 12. Thus says the Lord, as a shepherd takes care of his
So this is at the edge of couch here. They will be taken out that dwell in Samaria. So Amos prophesied the destruction is coming. You will be kept as captivity and then bring to a foreign country. So be aware. And just like how shepherd can only take out two legs and then to prove that this sheep actually was devoured by animals. Right? So they have some evidence to show this is how the danger come and how violent the beast is. This is an analogy to the coming destruction from Assyria. And then we can see from verse 14, they worship idols in Bethel. Remember, the king Jeroboam built two golden cows in two places, right? One is in, remember, do you remember where the king put the cow in? and then informed everybody, you go here, go there to worship and to keep the feast. You don't have to go to Jerusalem, too far away. They just try to make their life easier, more convenient. And then at the same time, they just want to lead them into to astray from God's law. So one is in Bethel, Bortoli. Okay, so they worship in, they follow in wrong way. Okay, this is how God treat them, God view them as a sinner. Okay? And also, they rely on the wrong faith. The horns of the altar shall be cut off. Meaning, they have to return to right faith. Because once they come to the altar and hold on the horn, they suppose their life is supposed to be preserved. No one can kill them in the altar. But God said, I will cut off the corner, the horn, and then you have no place to hold on, right? Then that's how this destruction is coming. And God want them to return back to the right faith. In verse 15, you can see how they build the houses for winters and for summers, and the house of ivory, and the great houses. All this, the big palace will be destroyed. But you can see how they enjoy their life, right? This is a sin to at that time. Because they don't care about God's righteousness. They don't consider they have to take care of those who are in need, needed, or who are poor. They just, because the life is short, so we just enjoy, grab this opportunity to enjoy it, cheer their hearts up. But that's a sin. Okay? Now, we jump to chapter 6, because chapter 4 and chapter 5, you have a group to study. So I will after you have you finish, and I will review it in another chance. So let's jump to chapter 6, because chapter 3, chapter 4, 5, 6 is a section, all talking about their sins, the sins of Israel. And in chapter 6, special proclaim war to you. War. And to whom? Who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria? So whom? Who is the audience that Prophet Amos is talking about? What do you think? What is the chief, right? Which are named chief of the nations? Tangsen, 他指谁？ The governor, the leaders, yes, the leader, those who, in the position to lead the country, to supposed to guide the right way for the people, but they go into the wrong direction. So in verse seven, please read. Okay, so they shall now go captive with the first that go captive. They are the first to be captured and the first to be killed. Okay, so these leaders, especially about leaders. Okay, and then what kind of war is coming. This is because this is proclamation, right? Proclamation. What kind? So this is another way to study the chapters. Because we can traditionally divide in the sections and go from, you know, from verse 1 until the end, right? But another way is you try to divide it in different directions and get the message out. Extract something out from the chapter. And then you also can get the topic and the teachings. So let's do it in this way. What kind of war? Because the prophet proclaimed it, right? So, first, they will lose their noble status. Because they consider as the leaders, and they are the named chief of the nation. They are, you know, someone receive the respect, you know, and have the honor. But at the same time, they are the first to be captive, to become captive, right? So they lost, just like, you know, in the war, the Babylon, when they go to, you know, or take the Judah, the first they got the king, right, and then pull the eyes out. Remember all the tragedy, the king treated the king was treated in this way, the first one. So they lost their noble status first, and then they lost their wisdom and eyesight. They don't sense, they don't see the danger is coming. So verse 2 and verse 3. Please read 2 and 3, continue. Okay, so you would put far away the evil days and cause the seed of violence to come near. So the place called Karni. This is, and also the Hamas, right? Hamas. This is the city in Syria, in the north. Syria, and the Gath is in the Philistines, in the southwest of Israel. Remember the location? Remember? Okay. So it's just you go to Syria to look at the kingdom, and go to Palestine to look at, you know, to look at them. Are you better than this kingdom? And verse 3, because meaning this Assyria is going to conquer the kingdom Syria and also Philistine. So in verse 3, so you consider this is still far away. I'm okay. But they are wrong. They lost the wisdom. They cannot sense. This is why they're so dumb. Right? And they are going to lose their peace. Verse 8 to 11. Verse 8 to 11.
Ask anyone still hiding there. Is anyone with you? And he says, no. And they would say, hush, you must not mention the name of the Lord.
But behold, the Lord gives a command. He will break the great house into bits and the little house into pieces.
Amen. You can see how pitiful they will be. Right? And he said, they cannot speak out the name, do not mention the name of the Lord. Why? Because they lost the relationship with God. They are, you know, God in chapter 3, verse 2, especially, say, I only know you, right? But they're supposed to, you know, so proud of their status. God is my God. But now, don't mention it. They fear not to mention the name of God because this good relationship has been broken. So this is how they will face the situation. Also, and why do not have no sense about this coming punishment? Why? We'll continue. One of the reasons is pride. And they just enjoy their life only. They only consider right now. They don't see the coming affliction of Joseph. They don't care. That's why. And at the end, in chapter 6, verse 14, let's jump to verse 14. Next. Amen. So, I will raise up a nation to afflict you from Hamath to the river of the wilderness, from north to south, the entire nation will be conquered and get captured. So, this is their war. And in between, this is also a reason, and then the message is reminding how to return and change it. They still have chance. Okay? We'll continue tomorrow. Let's pray in silence. Amen.
Before we begin our